Taoiseach Simon Harris has said he's concerned and frustrated at the growing number of protests outside the homes of politicians. It follows a protest by a group of people wearing masks outside the home of the Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, late last week. Mr Harris was speaking on RTÉ's Today with Claire Byrne programme.
I'm really concerned. And what I want clarity on this week is a very simple question. Is this a matter of enforcement or a matter of law? In other words, are the laws that we have robust enough and therefore they just need to be enforced? Or do we need new law? And I really want that question answered.
The Taoiseach speaking a little earlier. Well, Mr Harris's comments come as the Garda Representative Association begins its annual conference in Mayo. Let's talk to James Morisseau, who's Interim Deputy General Secretary of the GRA. A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Maybe you can help us and Mr Harris with an answer to that question. Is this an issue that needs new and tougher laws, or is it an operational question, these protests?
Well, I listened closely to Taoiseach's comments earlier regarding this incident, and I noted his concerns, which we actually share. And he raised the issue, is there a robust enough reaction to it, or do we need new laws? Well, if he's concerned, so are we. You know, in particular regarding whether new legislation is required to deal with them or not. Our frontline members who are tasked with dealing with these incidents need clear and unambiguous direction when dealing with them. And if this requires new legislation, the GRA would absolutely welcome that, because we currently receive very little training as how to deal with such incidents. So if if the Taoiseach is concerned about it, so are we. So we would welcome, if he feels the need for new legislation, we would welcome that.
So what is the guidance? What are the instructions given to Gardaí deployed in this kind of situation, whether it's a protest outside somebody's home?
Well, it seems to be at the moment that there's a standoffish approach, and just to stand by and let it happen. And then we've seen the guidance that was issued at the weekend, and a lot of legislation was referenced by the commissioner as to what to do and how to deal with it. But it's a very wide ranging and broad, and the legislation that was quoted in the guidance was never intended to deal with such incidents. These incidents are coming to the fore recently, and it is very noteworthy that Taoiseach said earlier on that new legislation may be needed. So he recognises that, and I note that he met the Commissioner actually last Friday week along with the Minister for Justice, so I'm sure they discussed that at length. But we need direction, we need to be managed, we need leadership in relation to this, so we need to be led on it.
So at the moment, Gardaí who are in these situations are told to keep, is that right, a watching brief on what's happening?
Well, every situation will be different. I mean, if you look back, we had the Dublin riots. We had, Taoiseach referenced today earlier on as well about how his home was targeted back in 2017. So each case will be different, and each protest will be different. But you have to react on the ground. If there are breaches of the law, we will be obliged to act. But we can't be acting with one hand tied behind our backs. We need the legislation to back us. And that's why I referenced earlier that the legislation referenced by the Commissioner may not have been good enough legislation to deal with the particular incidents, because these are new, and these are coming to something new every day.
So how would the law need to change then to give Gardaí more power to police these kind of situations?
Well, if it's something new about putting up posters on a gate or being in the environs of a house and just being on the edge of legislation or on the edge of law, we need something more permanent and something more forceful, that it could be an offence to gather outside someone's private residence. And there are common law powers that we've relied on over the years since the foundation of the state, and they're called common law powers for an arrest for the breach of the peace, where a breach of the peace may be taken place. So we have those powers, but this is something different. This is something new that's coming to the fore, and it is noteworthy, and I'll repeat it again, that the Taoiseach has concerns that we need new legislation, and we would welcome that.
I mean, at the moment then, quite clearly, it's not in itself illegal to gather out outside somebody's private residence, to put up posters on their railings, on their wall, and to appear masked, unidentified.
Yeah, well, it would appear to be the case, but I mean, that's something that has to change. If we need legislation to deal with that, it has to be introduced. So we can't be policing with one hand tied behind our backs. We are policing authority in the state, so we have to be able to act if people are being put in fear in their own homes.
Is this not the kind of issue, and you've many other issues on your agenda over the next number of days, are these not the kind of issues you should be engaging directly with Commissioner Drew Harris there at your conference rather than declining to invite him?
Well, look, a decision was made not to invite Commissioner Harris, and it's noteworthy that the Minister for Justice isn't going to come to our conference either. But we engage with Commissioner Harris regularly, but there was a vote of no confidence, and we have to recognise the legitimacy of what our frontline members are saying. So on one hand, we have to recognise what they're saying, so he's not invited. So we will be making it known to him, our concerns, and our concerns will be well documented in the media, so he will be aware of them.
But this is your annual gathering. This is when representatives come from right across the country to air the concerns of rank and file Gardaí. And the one person who can address those concerns is the Commissioner and his leadership team. And he's not going to be there this week.
Yeah, he's not going to be there, and it's been well publicised. But as I said, he will be aware, and he is aware of our issues, and he will be aware of them going forward. So just at the moment, he is not here, and the Minister for Justice has declined to come. But we will have a robust conference. We will speak about our issues. We will debate our issues, and they will develop our policy going forward.
Can I just ask you finally about the report in the Irish Times today, Conor Lally reporting that a shotgun, which was seized by Gardaí in an operation some years ago and was supposed to be kept secure as evidence, turned up again, seized again in another Garda operation. How concerning is that?
Well, look, it's an ongoing criminal investigation, and can't really comment on individual investigation, but I note that Garda HQ has released a statement regarding the Commissioner's recent public comments on the critical importance of proper control and recording of evidential material in Garda Síochána's possession. So, look, I just want to state that categorically there is no correlation between criminality and the recent case where a Garda lent a bicycle to an elderly man, and any attempt to link the two is extremely cynical in my view. And the timing of this statement is also somewhat questionable coming on the first day of our conference. So, you know, we the many GRA members we've no time for criminality on Garda Síochána, and they've been involved in prosecuting members of Garda Síochána since my time in the force, and it will continue long after I'm gone. So, look, it has no correlation to recent comments in relation to the bicycle case.
Okay, we'll leave it there. James Morisseau, Deputy General Secretary of the GRA, thanks for talking to us.